This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. Today on a radio show, well, it's that time, Jeffrey.
One more.
Writer than Right trivia. Here's the thing. This is the last Writer than Right trivia on this show.
Correct.
Your record stands.
We don't talk about the past, Jeff.
At 973 wins and 3 losses, as far as I can tell. Something like that, right?
Give or take.
And you are a man who takes losses hard.
Correct.
Let us conjure the Honda Passport, for example.
Yes. Still.
Still stings.
Can't
I forgot what the exact clue was, but
it was like this government document, little booklet or something booklet. Like that.
It doesn't say document. I think it said booklet. Also a car. And your wife owns a passport.
Correct.
And you couldn't come up with Honda Passport.
Correct.
And then
after stating
like all the greats, the losses, you remember the losses more than the wins.
100%.
So today is the last Writer Than Right trivia on this show ever, which would seem to put an inordinate amount of pressure on you, except you're going to continue trivia on your show. So does that ease some of the pressure knowing it's not the last? You're not walking out with an L if you lose today. You're continuing to play and get them next week.
No, it absolutely does not, because history never forgets.
History does not. Well, I don't know.
And I know this. The internet will not forget.
Anyway, it is the last opportunity for someone to best Jeffrey in Writer Than Right trivia. And even if they go down to defeat, I'm going to presume we have one last fabulous prize package.
We do, Jeff. I believe we have Malco movie passes.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm working to confirm that 100%, but I believe that's
Malco
what we're
movie
be
passes and glory forever. And glory forever. Plus, I'm told that the great Quizmaster himself, Kevin Cerrito, is going to be in studio for this appearance.
Have confirmed.
Oh, my goodness. So that's in a second hour. Also, Chris Harrington, straight up at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Continue to get nice messages from folks. We'll occasionally read one or the other. This one from Hugh Ferry, F-E-R-R-Y. Don't know me. I've been a longtime listener from afar. I, like you, was a transplant from the north to Memphis by way of Toronto. I ran track at the U of M, then moved back to Toronto and missed Memphis so much that I came back for grad school. I was back for 3 years, prime Tiger basketball, 06 to 09. That's a good time to be in Memphis. Life and circumstance have me and my Memphian wife living in Ontario for the last 13 years. But I still have my thumb on Memphis sports via you and GP's podcast broadcast. What I enjoyed so much about your show was your constant defense of Memphis in spite of a reputation nationally. I always struggled to articulate the essence of Memphis's charm to people. Yet when I listen to you, I'm always reminded of it. Best of luck, Post Radio. I guess I'll have to finally front the money for the Daily Memphian now to keep up to date. Absolutely, you should find the money for the Daily Memphian, a bargain. And by the way, it's a nonprofit, so you know it's going to a good cause. Yesterday, we learned that the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, legendary Pittsburgh newspaper, is going to cease publication. Cease publication. And in a time when newspapers that have been around for hundreds of years are just saying, we can't do this, you've got Memphians who've decided to start up a newspaper here on a nonprofit basis. So absolutely do that. But what I liked about this was that Hugh, like me, came from far away. We were close to each other.
I was going to say the only thing Toronto, separate now was a lake.
From far away from Memphis. We were close to each other. Right there, Toronto's, we're neighbors, Toronto and Buffalo are neighbors. And, but he comes down here and he falls in love with the place so much so that he comes back, comes back, wants to come back for grad school, gets a Memphian wife. Good for you, Hugh. And I don't know, like I make no apologies for the fact that I am defensive of this place and that I like to extol its virtues. And it's easy for me because I've lived so many other places, Boston and Miami and New York and Melbourne, Australia and wherever, Anniston, Alabama. And, so it's, and this is the happiest I've ever been in my adult life. So it's easy for me, to talk about what a great place it is, what a great thing it is to live here. And how great the folks are here and the opportunities here and all of that. And I have a fellow Memphis transplant who fell in love with the place in Hugh. And so I appreciate him listening from afar. And that's something I do, too, by the way. Listen to Buffalo Radio from afar. It's your connection to the place. It's one of the miracles of radio. It does that. Also yesterday, I got perhaps the most thoughtful gift that anyone has ever given me.
Let's hear it.
Now, there are others. There are others, and, you know, the gifts that have been given to me that have been thoughtful. But I went by my old house because you can go ahead and go to the post office and put a forwarding address thing in there, but it doesn't really always work. Like, I'm in our new house, I still get mail from the former occupants.
Of course.
And at my old house, they still get mail from us. Right. That was intended for us. And so I just happened yesterday to drive by my old house, just thinking, I wonder if I'm there. You know. And there was a package on the front door. At the front door. And so I went up and I looked and it had my name on it. And so I took it. That seems appropriate, isn't it? That's OK. Can I do that?
Again, had your name on it. Yeah.
Had my name on it. They haven't moved in yet either.
Yeah. Oh, then. Yeah, totally.
It's they're going to do work on the house. It's vacant.
Yeah,
they're going to do work on the house.
Yeah, you're solid.
I didn't go creep up there while they were sleeping inside. That'd be weird.
Probably should have led with that detail.
Okay, so and I got this thing, and it was from the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame and the Memphis Sports Council, I think they call it. But it's J.J. Greer and the folks over there at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I open it up. And it is a tuba mouthpiece.
There you go.
And that is an incredible, it because in the piece that I wrote.
Sanitized?
It's a brand new, it's vapor locked here. It's in vacuum sealed tuba mouthpiece. In the piece that I in the Daily Memphian announcing that I was leaving this show, I said, asked what I was going to, you know, do with my time. I did. The last thing I said was there's an old tuba in the house that I'd like to relearn to play. And that by next Christmas, I'd like to be able to play Christmas carols with my three boys. And they saw that and thought to themselves, we are going to get him a new tuba. That is unbelievably kind. Just a remarkably thoughtful gift. So
Well, Kevin's suggestion today was, while we're being thoughtful and playing the hits, Kevin's suggestion was whoever the contestant on Rider Than Right Trivia, if they win, you're going to have to give them a copy of After the Jump and go down and mail it yourself.
One more. As if they need that. Anyway, I think you can still get After the Jump at Novel, my collection of columns. Maybe what I'll do with some of my extra time is I'll put together a volume two. You know, who knows? Answer the second edition. The incredible demand for that. Anyway, so I appreciate all that. Again, tomorrow, GP's going to join us, and we'll have John Martin back, and
Charles
and Harrington's going to join us. He says he already knows what song he's going to play tomorrow. And Fishman, Special Fish on Friday, on Tuesday, on Friday. Speaking of parting gifts, Dylan Brooks.
I was going to say, speaking of things that they know we're going
to
play.
Dylan Brooks continues to give and give and give to the Memphis Grizzlies. He gives them everything they can possibly handle as he led the Suns to a, let's be honest, it was a demoralizing performance by the Grizzlies. Just the whole night was demoralizing, starting with the injury report. At one point yesterday, 11 players were on the injury report because he had Jaren with the illness, and like, it was just nuts. 11. Anyway, the Grizzlies get blown out, 117-98. And you had Dylan doing the Ja Morant celebration, the hand grenade or whatever the hell we want to call it. He did that.
No, I thought it was taking all of the, what was it, taking all the hate
and throwing it away. That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. He is now, Dylan is now, and this is according to Drew Hill's fabulous story on last night's proceedings in the Daily Memphian, the aforementioned Daily Memphian. Dylan now 7-2 against the Grizzlies since he left. There's a man who likes a grudge, you know?
He led all scores last night.
Yeah, now mind you, it took 22 shots. It took 22 shots to get 21 points. He had 10 shots in the first quarter. Like, he came out firing.
Correct.
21 points on 22 shots. Grayson Allen, by the way. Like, what are we doing this week? It's Marcus Smart and Jake LaRavia and Dylan Brooks and Grayson Allen.
They were a combined 10 of 22 from three.
Just nuts. So we had that. And then we had Dylan continuing to fire away in the postgame.
No way, really?
Yeah, absolutely. That's unexpected, right?
Him?
So let's analyze. I don't know what the question was, but he said it's three things. The first thing is I worked tirelessly all summer. The second thing is the coach believes in me to put the ball in my hands and make plays. The third thing is the general manager trusted me to make plays as well. Now, that's a shot, right?
Yes.
That's a clear. Most people don't bring up the general manager.
No, but right? Dylan had, remember, what was
he
it?
100%.
Pregame, it was, no, I'm sorry, preseason. Remember, there was another Dylan answer.
He clearly. And again, a lot of this goes back to Shams's misleading reporting, let's just say that, on the decision that the Grizzlies made to move on, because the report, as you may recall, from Shams was the Grizzlies have decided that under no circumstances will they be bringing back Dylan Brooks.
Right.
As if it was Zach Kleiman who had said under no circumstances.
Right.
That is not what happened, and that is not what he said. It's no different from when the Grizzlies moved on from Tony Allen. They decided they were moving on. They were not going to bring him back. Contract expired. You make a decision. But you don't plant a flag and say, under no circumstances were we bringing Tony Allen back. Under no circumstances are we bringing Dylan. No, they just said, given where, and listen, you can fault the Grizzlies for lots of things. And for maybe they should have reached something with Dylan earlier, but given where they were at that moment with what had just happened in the playoffs against the Lakers, the way Dylan had humiliated himself and the franchise, his unwillingness to sort of play the complimentary role that he is would be tremendous at if he were willing to play it. The fact that he'd very clearly been asked to tone down some of the antics and had, in the face of being asked to tone down the antics, had amped up the antics. Like, it was time, baby. It was time. Like, no one, I don't think anyone in Memphis was critical of that decision at the moment. And so I'm not going to second guess Zach Kleiman for that. Furthermore, and this is a point that Chris makes a lot, if you can criticize Kleiman for, and Chris has, for example, for like moving on from the deeply experienced bench crew that they had,
yep,
right, and then replacing it, thinking you were going to replace it with rookies, but the truth of the matter is, given what then happened with Ja, nothing else mattered. No matter what you would have done with the pieces around Ja, because for the last 3 years Ja has been unavailable. It really, you can argue whether they should have done this or should have done that or shouldn't have done whatever or made a mistake with whatever. But no matter what they would have done, unless it was get ahead of the curve and move on from Ja, no matter what, nothing would have mattered. They wouldn't have been good for these last 3 years.
No, I think that's more than fair.
Anyway, here, let's continue with Dylan. After taking a shot at general manager, continued to take shots. Took shots all through the game and then after the game. Asked about the Grizzlies roster. They moved too fast, especially when I was there and Desmond Bane was there and Steven Adams was there. They moved too fast and tried to be reinventive too fast. It kind of bit them in the butt a little bit, and now the remaining players have to work and play off of others, and that's not their fault. You know, you have to be willing to have trust and communication with the players who play hard for you. I think that's not what I see over there.
So that's an interesting thought, because they clearly tried to play the more modern game. But ever since they've been making tweaks to the offense, they haven't really been better. Now, as you point out, though,
nothing would have mattered. None of this would have mattered. It didn't mean I do think it's pretty clear they moved on from. You know, deeply experienced D'Anthony Melton and Kyle and Steven Adams and these guys and Dylan, obviously these guys were all part of the culture and winning and whatnot. But again, none of this would have mattered. It doesn't, because Ja in the end was Ja. This is really clearly, I don't think it's about the offense. I think this is. What's interesting is that this is about him. Listen to this quote. Again, you have to be willing to have trust and communication with the players who play hard for you. I think that's not what I see over there now. That simply means all he's saying there is you didn't trust me to be me.
Yeah.
That's what it meant. I played hard for you. You didn't trust me. And so I hate you. You got rid of me and I hate you. Do I believe that the players now, that there is a lack of trust between the front office and the players? Actually, maybe. Actually, maybe.
I don't think it has had
much to do with Dylan Brooks, but I think now, yeah, maybe.
See, I think that's just a Ja issue.
Yeah, who knows what?
Because I don't think Jaren.
What Jaren thinks.
I don't think
Jaren is all in on the what they. I don't have any idea. Like Jaren wouldn't. He hasn't said anything one way or another. He wouldn't. Like, Jaren's a good
Yeah, no, he's a professional.
Dude.
But I also think, like, if Jaren weren't, I don't know if he signs the extension. Like, it seems to me like Jaren.
There's a lot of money involved.
Yeah, but he could have gotten a lot of money on the open market,
That's
too.
That's interesting. That is an interesting question. Of course, Jaren was offered an extension and Dylan wasn't.
Yeah.
You know? So, listen, in the end, here's more. Barbecue chicken when I see those guys. But it's always great. I was always driving to practice when I was in Memphis. We had our days together and grew up in this NBA together. It's always fun when I see those guys and they get on an island with me, especially now. I show them exactly what is going on. Listen, here's the truth. Dylan is going to wear out his welcome with the Suns too.
Dylan has a shelf life.
Well, he also, I believe, I think Dylan really very quickly elevates your floor.
Yeah.
because of everything he is, because of the fact that he guards, the culture that he brings, the bite that he plays with, all of that, he elevates your floor, and he also limits your ceiling.
I think it's probably fair because he's just always – he's never going to be as potent offensively as he believes he is.
He's going to take too many shots for what he is. That's just true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And again, as Chris said yesterday, I think that's partly why Dylan got to where he got. If he didn't have this crazy self-belief, given that he's a pretty limited athlete in that world,
yes,
would he have ever been Dylan Brooks? Like, we've seen this, you know, for the, literally from the moment he got here. As far as the Grizzlies, it was just wretched. Honestly, just wretched. They shot 32% from three. They turned the ball over 18 times. Nobody scored 20. If you bought tickets to that, you're wondering, you're second guessing your
life. If you bought tickets to that, you're probably telling yourself, I should have bought tickets to the night before.
Yeah. And so then you get this as well. You get to the Ja question.
Yep.
Because yesterday, okay, it was a little surprising. I think we thought Ja, calf contusion, would play against the Spurs. Questionable, did not.
Well, so, Jeff, there was a back-to-back.
Then yesterday, it was, you know what? He wasn't going to play in both games.
Right.
There was a back-to-back. So maybe he'll play last night. Questionable. Did not. Listen, it's injury, so therefore it's murky, right? It's a calf, although it's not a calf strain. So therefore it's murky. I may be wanting to revise my all of this, by the way, in the wake of the news that Trae Young was dealt yesterday, too.
Without having to send a pick.
Without having a pick. Trae Young, no pick attached. Trae Young was dealt from the Hawks to the Wizards in exchange for Corey Kispert and CJ McCollum. And we can talk about the merits of that trade for either side.
And without an extension agreed to.
And without an extension agreed to. And there was some thought that maybe Atlanta was going to have to attach sweeteners to get Washington to take Trae Young. Did not have to attach a draft pick. They've got two firsts in, you know, they've got no New Orleans pick and another pick, and they're keeping them, and they get rid of Trae Young. And you can't help but think, well, is this the path they are going to follow next? I think it is kind of hopeful that it is funny. Like, you read about this. First of all, in that deal, I think it makes sense. It makes sense for everybody. It certainly makes sense from the Hawks' perspective. They're just done with Trae Young. The conversations over there about Trae Young are very similar to the conversations here about Ja, except Trae Young hasn't been nearly as disruptive as Ja.
And he's played more.
So, but it's the same stuff. Boy, it was fun. We had some great moments. Really, hopes were higher. There, they actually have to live with the regret of not having drafted Luka. The Grizzlies.
Well, didn't they technically? They did draft Luka.
Whatever. But yeah, it's all wrapped up in deep regret. Because you didn't draft Luka. The Grizzlies drafted who they were going to draft and who everyone knew they should draft and did when they drafted Ja. So that's not attached to this one. But they're just, at some point, they were better without him. Literally, when he was out with an injury, they were better without him. And they got a bunch of good young players. And if they need a star, they've got two potential lottery picks in this year's draft, most notably the New Orleans pick,
right,
that they have, unprotected. And so if you could add one of the, top three players in this draft to that franchise, you're like, okay, we're going to do this now. And so that's what was happening from their perspective.
And where the other similarity is, Trey wanted an extension last summer. He's right. A year ahead of Ja.
He is a year ahead of Ja in that. I had also read some speculation that one reason that that the Wizards wanted to do this deal is they really wanted to get rid of CJ McCollum because he was causing them to win games.
Yeah, you hate that. Also, this
and you can sit Trae Young. Like, Trae Young, he's banged up, he's injured. Like, you don't have to play him every game down the stretch now. And CJ McCollum had been good for the Wizards. He was screwing up their draft pick. So for the Wizards' perspective, you've got Trae Young. You've got these, again, a lot. They've got a bunch of young players, but they don't have a sort of a star to bring it all together. And so how much better are their wings going to be if you've got Trae Young who is setting them up? How much better is their bigs going to be if you've got like, and so I think it makes sense for both teams. As far as a model for the Grizzlies, I'm just a little skeptical because I think Ja is much more toxic than Trae Young. A, he's got another year on his deal. Like, Trae Young has a player option next year, right? Ja's got two more years left. And so so Ja's got longer. He has proven to be disruptive in all kinds of ways. He is moody as hell. It's just not fun, right? Like, he brings a black cloud. Now, maybe at a new place he wouldn't. But, like, he has been, I've said this before, it's like being in a toxic relationship where you're tiptoeing, like, so.
No, I liked your original analogy. It is like being either in a relationship or having someone that's in your life that's an addict.
And you just tiptoe around like, them, and you don't want to make them mad. They're having a good day today. Oh, today's a bad day. Oh, right. Whatever. It's just like it's and now I don't really believe there's much danger that Ja's going to do the stupid gun stuff that he did before. Like I don't, but that's a part of his story. It's not a part of Trae Young's story. You know, he's had major injuries. He's had minor injuries. He's played, what did we say, if we're grading on a curve, 58% of the games the last few years. And then half the time when he plays, he's bad. And so last night, I'm really interested in what's going to happen because last night, questionable again. Are they trying to deal him by the trade deadline?
Well, to me, the first question we'd have to have answered, which we'll never get answered, is who made the decision not to play?
Who made the decision not to play? We'll never get that answer. Here's the other question. What's going to happen in Europe?
Yeah.
So he goes, they've got San Antonio and then Brooklyn, right? And then they get on a plane and they go to Europe. And Ja's the star of the show. Right, Ja's one of the reasons you want the Grizzlies on that trip. You're trying to sell the game internationally, right?
Yeah.
Is Ja going to play in Europe? Is he going to go on the trip to Europe? Is he going to play in Europe? Like, what's the status of Ja in Europe? I guess he'll go. But is he going to be sitting in street clothes in Berlin?
He's been making the trips even when he's injured, right?
Yeah, he's going to make the trip.
So,
I mean, the only way he wouldn't make the trip is if you announce, like, we've decided we're trying to trade Ja Morant, and whatever, like, if it comes to that.
But
I
don't think we'll get that announcement.
There's no evidence we will, but this is getting weird.
Oh, I totally, because I think, I can't remember if it was last night, or there was one night he was probable and then got downgraded again. I am of the opinion, clearly, I want to state for the record, not reporting. I speculate that the decision not to play is his.
Well, and then if that's true, then you might also speculate that the Grizzlies are getting sick of it.
Correct. Right?
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Run that out there. There's Jaren Barrett battling illness, and he still plays last night. Like, you just be getting sick of this.
Well, I mean, every
at
other...
At some point, you got to know who your guys are. Now,
every other guy that is not playing for quote-unquote injury has had surgery.
Well, said.
Okay, but what I'm saying is of the guys that have been missing,
So, anyway, it is weird, and I do get the sense that Well, I don't know. I'm projecting here. If I were Zach Kleiman, I would be sick of this. I'm just projecting.
Oh, you know? I definitely think I am.
And
open
if I were Tomas Isolo, I'd be sick of this.
I am open to the idea that things have accelerated.
Anyway, there you go. Was not a good night on that front. Was a good day, I think. We'll see. Remains to be seen. Was a good night, a good day yesterday for the Memphis Tiger football team. Tonight, we got Ole Miss and Miami. How about that? Big, big Thursday. We will talk about both of those matters. And whether it's possible, is it possible, Jeffrey, to change your mind about what team you're going to root for and to do that at a urinal? We will take up that question
important.
When we return. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I know they're playing the tape spot. I just heard the taped O'Call spot. But I want to reiterate, it's a semi-annual sale is underway. I'm doing it as a personal favor to y'all because you should know that the semi-annual sale is underway. Fall and winter merchandise, 30% and more throughout the store. It was the best place to shop before Christmas, even better now. So get yourself to O'Call. Well, Jeffrey, we have breaking news. Mike McDaniel has been canned. Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach, looked for a moment like he was going to escape, and he has now been canned, according to everyone I can see on Twitter.
Okay, because I've not...
You still aren't seeing it. You think I've been suckered?
I'm worried, but... I've not seen.
You're not on Twitter. How
correct.
Is this? What do you mean? It's Adam Schefter. It's Tom Palacero. It's
has Rossini said anything? I think she's pretty plugged
Diane
in with McDaniel.
Rossini, Russini. Is that her name? Right?
Yes.
I. Let's see if Diana Rossini. Let's see what she has to say.
Because I don't see on ESPN's bottom line they've
not. Dolphins. A quarter of the NFL's teams now have head coaching vacancies, and one of them is Dolphins. I'm telling you, Mike McDaniel has been fired. in the last few minutes. 35 and 35 in four seasons, two playoff losses. And you have to think that this might be
the seventh team.
Yesterday we were saying that all of these agents, all that the agent, Harbaugh's agent, had been called by multiple teams, including more teams than had vacancies. And so
ESPN
maybe,
now put it on their bottom line.
Maybe this is a situation where the Dolphins weren't going to make a change, but if they can get John Harbaugh, they will make a change. I don't need John Harbaugh going to the Dolphins. I'll tell you that.
Stephen Ross, what university is he most associated with? He is a Michigan man.
And Harbaugh?
I mean, while John is not a Michigan man, his brother
has connections through. Yeah.
Correct.
That's irritating to me.
I believe the business school's named after Stephen Ross.
I don't need John Harbaugh going there. Although, let's be honest. How much do you fear the Dolphins? They nicely kind of ruined their draft pick with some late season wins, and they don't have a quarterback.
Well, they still have the Tua problem.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback, and they got a Tua problem. So I honestly don't. You can't win in the NFL without a. And we've seen the Bucs, the Seahawks. We've seen people come up with quarterback solutions, but I don't take my chances with Josh Allen. May thing worries me much more.
What if it's the ultimate zag where everyone is making the assumption Harbaugh's not there because of Lamar, and then what if they end up trading for Lamar? Like, what if the Ravens decide they don't want to do the extension?
Oh, God. No. They're not going to do that. I don't believe that Harbaugh and Lamar will ever be on the same team. It seemed like there was some falling out there as part of the divorce in Baltimore, right?
Yes.
So I would find that very hard to believe. It is interesting. The Harbaugh thing is interesting because he gets to Baltimore.
I will say this was act three of Any Given Sunday. Everyone thought Al Pacino hated Steeman Willie Beeman. Pacino leaves and takes the job, and he's bringing Steeman Willie Beeman with him.
I'm gonna have to take your word for it. I never saw it. Good.
It's a good solid watch.
I struggle with Harbaugh. Obviously, he gets to Baltimore. He wins big and wins a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Then there was this interregnum period where they struggled for about four years, I think. We're sort of 500, wandering around, neither good nor bad. And he wasn't just whipping up miracles there. Then they luck into Lamar, or they get Lamar, or whatever you want to say, late in the draft, and then he had the run with Lamar. Is he great? Was Lamar great? And in the end, well, the flip side is that do you fire a guy because your freaking kicker missed a field goal? Like, really? Because, I mean, last year, everyone says John Harbaugh can't win the big games. Or last year, the tight end drops a pass where they would have won that game, and this year, it was right in his hands, and this year, the kicker misses a field goal, they would have been in the playoffs. Like,
yeah.
It's so much of this is just...
Well, like, the question I have is, like, what if that kick goes in? Is Tomlin fired and Harbaugh's back?
Well, there's very clear, but literally, John Harbaugh would still be the coach, and that might mean that McDaniel would still be the coach.
Correct. Now, to your point, though, I think the irony to me is Harbaugh's firing is really actually a Lamar issue, and not in the way that I'm saying, like, the personal,
not the schism.
Like, in the end, Lamar has a playoff problem.
I see. And
like, you can make the
Harbaugh
argument if Andrews catches
the
pass.
Because Lamar has a playoff problem.
And you can make the argument that if Andrews catches the pass, Josh was going to get the football back and needed a field goal.
Yeah, that's true. All right. On to other news, the news that we had promised. First, Memphis feels like Memphis gets their quarterback, Marcus Stokes. A Division II.
They're hot in the streets these days.
Division II is really, there's nothing better to have on your resume than you are a Division II finalist. Harlan Hill finalist. Division II Harlan Hill. That's the Heisman, the Division II Heisman. Put up big numbers at West Florida. Now, he had been a highly recruited player out of high school. Went to the same high school as Tim Tebow. That must mean he's as good as Tim Tebow.
Nice.
Yeah, don't you think?
In fairness, played on the same high school team. Tim was homeschooled, but played for Nice.
Okay. Okay.
I know this because MUS played Nice my senior year and we got beat.
Really?
It was like 35-3. And the only reason why it wasn't worse is because they had like 4 80-yard touchdowns called back for holding.
He signed with Florida. Tremendous high school player, 4-star high school player, signed with Florida. And then he said a racial slur as part of a rap video or something.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, I was going to need some context there.
But it was bad enough that Florida didn't bring him on. Like, they did. Like, normally, if you just recite a rap lyric that includes a racial slur, is that really a reason to not bring on a... I don't know the particulars of it. Just know that there was a situation, and that was the situation.
I'm going to say when you probably had DJ Lagway waiting in the wings, it's
okay,
the
maybe
classic,
that was it.
If you're a backup, you better not,
anyway.
Dropping a slur in a video, even if it's
goes
just
to West Florida, puts up big numbers, is mobile, and they better hit. That's the answer, right? Like, you get excited about this. I'm kind of excited about this. I think he's going to be as good as Trinidad Chambliss.
If that is indeed the case, then
I have no basis on which to
there's
say that whatsoever.
A fantastic football season ahead.
Yeah, there's a fantastic football season ahead. They got their guy. They got their guy. And so that was cool. That was cool to see. Speaking of the aforementioned Trinidad Chambliss, take the field tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And it's Ole Miss against Miami. I wrote a column, a lighthearted column, about one of the things that we've been discussing. And that is whether it is okay if you're a Tennessee fan or a Memphis fan to root for this Ole Miss team, right?
Yeah.
And I actually heard from Mississippi State fans, Don DeWeese, the Mr. Donut man.
Sure.
The Gibson's Donut. He's a Mississippi State guy. He's rooting for Ole Miss. I heard from LSU fans. I would think that would be the least likely, right, to be rooting.
With the only exception that your offensive coordinator, like.
You want to see him do well, kind of thing?
I mean, like, if he's.
You also want him to be here. You want him to stop doing this double shift thing, you know?
Yeah, he is handling it the best.
He 100%. So, but anyway, LSU fans I heard from who want him to win. I saw a Memphis fan. And then the Memphis fans, it was a lot of different reasons. Some it was, listen, Ole Miss has always been an ally of ours as a program. They played us a long time ago. They played us when no one else did, and they still play us in basketball. Some people said, a lot of people said, I date an Ole Miss person, or sure, I'm married to an Ole Miss person, or whatnot, and so I'm a Ole Miss fan by proxy. Someone conjured the name of Reggie Barnes, who died this past year. Reggie Barnes, big Ole Miss guy, said, "I love Reggie Barnes, and I'd like, I wish Reggie were here to see this." And so I got, honestly, many more people who responded to my question on social media said that they were rooting for Ole Miss than not. I did get some also very, very strongly worded, never in a million if in effing years thing too. And as I said yesterday,
we respect that.
I respect that position. So one guy
said, stand for something.
I am rooting for Ole Miss to get their heart broken. That's what he said. And I get that too. The truth of the matter is, even if you know Ole Miss fans, that can cut either way.
Sure.
You can want them to be happy, or you can want them to be miserable.
Listen, as someone who went to boys' school for a large portion of his life,
you understand this.
I 100% understand wanting to see maximum pain from your friends.
Yeah, 100%. You want to see, it's a weird thing, but there's that. You want to see your fans suffer.
Yes.
I don't think it's weird though. If it's your partner, your girlfriend,
it's entirely if it's your friends.
Buddies.
Correct.
You want to see them suffer. Or maybe you just don't want to see them happy.
Well, one of my best friends is a diehard Georgia fan, but he's married to an Ole Miss girl. They were at the Sugar Bowl.
Oh, that's
and
lovely.
He said he texted us that, so remember when they got to run the extra play?
Yeah.
He's like, if we score here, I'm pretty sure my wife's divorcing me.
So that's fun. But I talked to Kelly English as part of this column. Kelly English, of course, owns Iris and Second Line and terrific restaurants. And honestly, beyond that, he's just a great Memphian. He supports. He was
and defender of Memphis.
Giving away winter coats over the holidays. I saw, like, the guy has rolled up his sleeves and has embraced Memphis.
Could live anywhere.
And he didn't just serve delicious food to Memphians. He really invests himself in this city.
Never forget, he stuck it to Tony Parker.
Well, that's true too. And so I'm a big fan. But anyway, I called him. I know he's an Ole Miss fan. And so I called him and asked him how, you know, because he deals with serves delicious food to Memphis fans and Tennessee fans. And it's like Michael Jordan, you know, Republicans buy sneakers too, right?
100%.
You know, so I asked him about what his experience has been. And he said, except for like marrying my wife, has been the greatest experience of my life this season, right? As this whole thing is unfolding. He was convinced, like so many Ole Miss fans, that Lane was going to stay, you know?
Sure.
And he went to the game last week. He's not, couldn't get there tonight. It's incredibly expensive to follow your team. And then he says if they get to the championship game, he's going to go to Miami to be in Miami, but can't afford to go to the game. But he will want to be in Miami, in proximity.
Sure.
And that's interesting. Like, if the Bills went back to the Super Bowl, would I want to be in San Francisco if I wasn't going to the
game?
Santa Clara. Or would I want to be in Buffalo, right?
Or
under my couch,
yeah,
under my bed,
or with your boys,
with my boys. So maybe Ben and,
because I know Andrew doesn't care.
Maybe Ben and Peter and I could fly to Buffalo.
Yeah,
maybe I'd get him tickets to the Super Bowl. Who knows? Anyway, let's ponder that. Anyway, so
you're losing an income stream, by the way.
That's true too, but. But then in the course of this, Kelly told me this story about how he became an Ole Miss fan. And I would be interested to whether you find this to be credible.
All right.
He grew up in Louisiana. And then when he was like a junior in high school, they moved to Baton Rouge. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decided to go to Ole Miss because he didn't want to go to high school, college, the same place where he'd been in high school. Right.
I loved Rhodes, but I was like the same thing.
He wanted
like
a different experience.
Yeah.
Right. He wanted a different experience. So he goes to Ole Miss. He goes to Ole Miss, but he's still an LSU fan.
Yeah.
Right? He grew up an LSU. He grew up an LSU fan. The first game as a freshman that Ole Miss played LSU was in 97. Now, if you recall, that was a LSU team that right before they played Ole Miss beat number one Florida, came back, and they heavy favorites to beat Ole Miss. And Kelly said he was all LSU. Like, even though he was going to Ole Miss, he went back. He was rooting. First half, he spent first half all rooting for LSU. And then he said at halftime, at the urinal, he pondered it. And he said, you know what? I got to roll with my new team. I am making decision right here at this urinal to be an Ole Miss fan for life. This is my team. This is my school. And in the second half, and I'm not saying this is why it went the way it did. In the second half, Stuart Patridge and the Ole Miss Rebels came back to defeat LSU in a massive upset. And Kelly has been an Ole Miss fan ever since. Now, mind you, has not entirely worked out for him. Like, LSU has won three national championships since then.
And on top of that, like, LSU's given them some pretty painful losses in that lifetime.
So yeah, and LSU has given them some painful... I'm not sure it was a right decision.
2003.
But can you... Is that... Someone in one of the comments said that's unlikely. I think it has a total ring of truth. You're a freshman. You're standing there at the urinal. And you think, what am I doing, man? Where better to ponder? Well, number two, you could ponder too. But if you're standing at the urinal, you have a moment to ponder and to take stock, right? You're not looking around. You're just looking straight ahead, and you're contemplating life. I think it has the total ring of truth that in that moment you could decide to be an Ole Miss fan.
So, I mean, I know Kelly as well, and I've heard the story. I'm choosing to believe it.
I 100% believe it's the kind of detail that you couldn't.
Well, it's also something that's like, I don't know, man. Like, that's not really a story that would be like essential to like his business. Like, what's the point?
It's just true,
right?
It is interesting to me, though. Someone over the weekend said, a woman, I was at Jennifer Valley's party, the sex therapist of the Jeff Calkins show. I'm sorry she's not coming back on this week. Sorry about that. And we're going to miss this week's Valentine's Day discussion. But someone at her party, a woman said, I don't understand. Why can't you switch? Like, if you were a fan of one team at 12, when you're 12, why can't you be a fan of a different team at 42? I don't understand that. She said everything else changes. The cars you like, the TV shows you like, the everything else can change. You can be in love with a person at 18, and then you're in love with someone else at 32. Why is a sports team the only thing that you can't change on? You have to... it's how it works, is that if you love this one team when you're 12, that's the team. It's the only thing that becomes fixed when we're 12. You don't like same music when you're 12 that you like when you're what? Why is it that that's the one thing that sticks? It is true. Like, no, it's the one thing that sticks.
I'm not arguing with it. I guess my first argument is, well, you can.
But most people don't.
No.
People will, like, add on teams. If you grew up in Buffalo, right, you'll be a Bills fan. But then, well, yeah, you can add on baseball teams or whatever. Sure. Like, you become a Red Sox fan. But you can even, like, if you were a Celtics fan, okay, growing up in Boston, you're a Celtics fan. Oh, here. I was talking to a guy yesterday. He runs a nonprofit in town. He was a Bulls fan growing up. But then I'm doing a column on him later. He moved to Miami. He spent 17 years in Miami.
Yep.
He's a big Jordan and Bulls fan.
Yeah.
But he lived in Miami for a long time, 17 years, had season tickets. And he says, I'm also secondarily a Heat fan. You can do that. You can add on a team, but it can never disrupt your original team.
I think it's because we...
Why?
For whatever reason, we associate fandom with like a part of your core construction. Like, it is a part of who you are.
But what your music isn't? Music is just taste that comes.
Well, speak for yourself. I still love some of the same songs I did when I was
12.
That's
true. Well, and it's true that the same songs, sports and music have the same thing, that they conjure when you hear the song that you heard when you were 12, you remember it.
Correct.
It's attached to memories, to people, to a time and place. And so in that way, they are very similar. We can ponder this philosophical question later.
Well, I do think part of the problem of the switching is you get like a Benedict Arnold aspect. Like everyone else is going to be like, oh, you're a traitor.
Part of it's because it is so much. Yes. Some of it is just because it's become a societal norm to not change.
Correct.
It is a societal norm. Honestly, it is much more common and accepted to change spouses than to change sports teams. You know, hey, everybody gets divorced.
Correct.
50% of people get divorced. But it's not true that 50% of teams, people change their sports team. Because we're a very hard-hitting sports show, I don't want any moment to go by, though, or this segment to go by without you telling me what's going to happen tonight.
Can Ole Miss stop the run? I think that's the real question. If Ole Miss can stop the run, I think they've got a very good shot. I think there's two key matchups. It's Ole Miss against the run, and it's Reuben Bain and Mesidor against Trinidad Chambliss. If they get him to the ground, then it's going to be a long night for Ole Miss because that's what we've been seeing.
I just have to believe, like, Ole Miss can score on anybody.
I mean, their worst offensive performance, I think, was against Washington State. I mean, I think in every other game they've put up 30.
What's the number? If they put up X, they'll win. You tell me the number. You're confident they'll win if they put up 24.
I'm confident they win if they put up 31.
31.
Yeah.
And what's your level of confidence they can put up 31?
41%. I lean Ole Miss.
It's 3.5 still?
3.5.
Okay, if you were betting the line, which way would you wager?
I think if I were betting this game, I would either lay it with Miami or I would take the Ole Miss money line. I don't think this game, because it really comes down to like a close field goal type game. I don't want Mario Cristobal being the one that makes the management decisions. And that's against Pete Golding, who's been a head coach for two games. But think about this. Pete Golding pushed the right buttons more than Kirby Smart did. In terms of in-game decisions, I thought Pete was a better decision maker than Kirby Smart was in the last game.
We got Chris Herndon coming up next. Then we get Writer Than Right trivia. Last Writer Than Right trivia. Do we know? Is it going to be Malco tickets? Have we confirmed that it's going to be Malco movie tickets?
We have not confirmed yet.
All right. We also had the other bits of news we should clean up here. Travis Kelce said that he would return in a heartbeat if his body heals. How do you interpret that?
That kind of sets up that you can do either way.
It certainly sets up that you can do either way. And it's not my decision. It's my body's decision.
I would also suspect a lot of that kind of depends on what's Mahomes' outlook. You know, Patrick's trying to, I think he wasted 37 seconds to get ACL surgery. Right. And he's going to try to be back for the start of the season. But, you know, I tend to think this is it for him, but there have been plenty of guys that just want to figure out a way to not go to training camp, and then they'll play the season.
And then on the Ty Simpson, that news broke right when we were coming off the air that Ty Simpson had declared for the NFL draft. Someone had this, that he's only had 15 starts.
Yep.
The other quarterbacks in the last 10 years who've been drafted who had 15 starts, only 15 or fewer starts. I can't believe this is the entire list, but this is what was, this is what I read is Anthony Richardson, Mitch Trubisky, and Dwayne Haskins.
Haskins only had 15 starts.
That is not a distinguished list of accomplishment in the NFL. Now, mind you, Ty Simpson's 23 already.
Yeah, he's older, and also Ty is most of those guys you mentioned were like toolsy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
he's a coach's kid. Who's
correct.
Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.